about as good a start as you could get tonight, Coach. And then Colby took advantage of some turnovers, got right back into this game, and then you guys settled down, punched it down the field with three scores to end the game. It got interesting, but you guys found a way to put Colby away late.
Yeah, I thought we started the game really well compared to our other games. And honestly, I think we completed the game well as well. They did get in there third quarter. It was getting a little tight there where we dropped that football on the opening kickoff. Kind of allowed them to score on that and made it interesting.
Yeah, you're right there. And you had two brand-new linemen, actually one. He played last week, but one brand-new one in there tonight, Zach Carson. Kind of had to be thrown in there week seven just because of some lack of personnel, but depth. Cale Goodman did a good job holding his own tonight there on the right side and found some lanes to run for those running backs.
Yeah, both of those guys, neither one have been playing offensive line. Zach's been playing tight end prior to his injury, and Kel's been playing fullback with Reed down and Strine out. We had to find some guys to fill those positions, and Kel had done really well at fullback. We knew he could block, so we threw him in at tackle, and then Zach Carson, he's a senior. Yeah. You got to put your seniors on the field, and he's ready to play some football.
It was big on senior night as well to see him come out and play, and he really had some seniors really step up here tonight on senior night. Offensively, Nick Novak, career high, three rushing touchdowns, career high 171 yards, and he had that 78-yard sweep there in the first half, and he was really able to show off his speed there once again.
Yeah, we've always known Nick's fast. I think we've seen it that first game in Hayes mm-hmm. where he hit the outside. And once he gets the open field, he's gone. And if somebody's in front of him, he'll definitely let him know that he's there.
Another kid that, boy, he brought the lumber tonight was Adrian Ruelas. My goodness, he had a couple of big hits.
Adrian always likes flying up, whether it's kickoff, whether it's from the corner position or the safety position. Adrian's a good, solid tackler, and he's fast.
Yes, he is. You knew you were going to give up a lot of yards to Colby. They've got a lot of weapons, and they do a lot of different misdirections or whatnots, but it was kind of a bend-but-don't-break effort, and at the end, you kind of broke their spirits there with four consecutive punts there after they got to within seven.
You know, I think when they got close there in that third quarter, they got a little bit mm-hmm. tougher, and then we had a few of those breakaway touchdowns, and it just kind of killed the deal for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, now you're 7-0. 1-0 in district play, more importantly, and you have two road trips to end the regular season here, and you go to Goodland next Friday night. They just suffered a heartbreaker at Concordia. They had a 19-12 lead in the fourth quarter, couldn't come back and win it 20-19. They lose to Concordia, and Goodland, they've got a load of seniors, so you know they have a lot of experience, and they've been playing varsity for about two or three years now.
Yeah, you know, I think this is Goodland's year, the way everybody's been talking. And you see some spurts in there where they do really, really well. I think overall our district has come up in competition. All three of them are a lot better than they've been
yes.
in the past.
Absolutely. And it makes for a pretty good competitive one, maybe a little too close for comfort at times. But it's good, though, to see.
It's nice to get into those games, though, that we have a little competition, whereas in the past we might not have had the competition getting to the playoffs, and then it's really hard.
Once again, Scott City winning it here tonight, senior night, and district opener, and they clinch a share of the league championship as well, 42-14 over Colby. Coach, thank you for the time, and we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good.